Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
I was just talking to two different people, and each time it's like they put me on hold and I get cut off.
Oh,
okay.
So
I moved to a different location. We do have a bad reception here, so it could be me. But I filled out this questionnaire, which I thought it was a questionnaire from my bank, and then they sent me this watch, which I just didn't even know. I don't even want, and I can't even use it because I don't have the phone to hook it up to. So now I'm getting charges on my charge card for it.
All right, let's see if I can get it pulled out. What's your zip code?
It's 44814.
First and last name?
Sue A. Davis.
Okay. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
13020 Bellamy Road, Berlin Heights, Ohio.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here for a smartwatch originally for shipping charges. I do see it has been canceled. I do see they did try to bill you, but those charges were declined.
Okay, but why is this? Okay, I'm lucky. I just talked to my charge card company, and she said the charges are on there.
Well, it's showing declined on our end.
Okay. So can I send this watch back to somebody?
No, you were only billed for the shipping, so there's no need for you to send the watch back.
Well, how much was the shipping?
The shipping is $5.95.
Why would they decline $5.95?
No, they didn't
she
decline the $5.
Like
they declined the $64.99. Yes. Yes, those charges were declined.
Okay. So I'm stuck with this watch.
Ma'am? Yeah, so you can keep the watch. You only pay the shipping. The other charges were declined. If they're stating that they went through, they can give us a call. We'll let them know that they were declined on our end.
I don't know what that means. Because my charge card company called me and said there's fraudulent charges, and it was like $69 or something like that. And this is the number she gave me to call. She says, call and find out what it's for. So you're saying you only gave me $5.95. My bank's telling me it's like 60-some dollars. Or my credit card company's telling me it's like 60-some dollars.
Yes, they tried to bill you $64.99, but the charges were declined. So they probably were just telling you to call to see what it was to make sure it was canceled.
What's the $64.99 for? You said it's just shipping.
Okay, the $64.99 is the full retail price of that watch that you have if you don't cancel within the trial period to get it for free.
So can I send you back the watch? I don't want it. I can't use it. I don't have the phone to use it for. You got to have an Apple phone or something like that. It's still sitting in the box.
Yes,
I was under
ma'am.
The assumption that watch was totally free.
Yeah, it is free, but you have to pay for the shipping.
Which is $5.95. So explain to me
that
again what
$64.99
is.
The $64.99 is the full retail price of the watch if you don't cancel it within the 14-day trial period to get it for free. But the charges were declined.
Cancel it to get it for free.
Yeah,
you gotta
that is correct.
You got to cancel it to get it for free. Now, how much sense does this make? That doesn't make sense to me. So, in the meantime, I've got this watch. I don't want it. I'm stuck with it.
That is correct.
Well, I'm not going to pay for it.
You didn't pay for it. You just paid for the shipping.
This does not make sense to me.
Your charges were declined. You didn't pay anything for the watch. You only paid the shipping. That's it.
Okay. So I'm good?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. At least I know what it's for then. I'm not paying for it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thanks.